boy turned to my brother with grass in his mouth, a grin curving it, and asked Mace what football team he played for. He was looking for one to join. I huffed and rode off, because I knew with that single question asked, Mason and Brady had a new best friend, and I was, once again, colored in red, an invisible backslashed circle painted across me. In the span of 5 minutes, my brother's duo grew into a trio, and our house became their hangout spot of choice. I never understood the whole forbidden fruit thing until then, how not having something only made you want it more. It's a bunch of bull, if you ask me. Unfortunately for me, no one did, so I sat back, forced to watch as the jocks of junior high became the hotties of high school. Every girl wanted a bite, but who could blame them? They were model students, star athletes, and undercover bad boys. No matter a girl's type, one of the three was sure to fit the bill. I like to joke that they're every shade of Dwayne Johnson, since he seems to be different, yet extremely fit regardless of the role. Brady would definitely be the WWE version. No, but really, all three were gifted with good genes. Mason, my overprotective twin, is tall and trim, and could literally stunt double for a slightly younger Theo James. Brady's a bulked-out Ken doll, and Chase is, well, the epitome of perfection. Unfortunately for me, every girl agrees. He has the same height and build as Mace, but his brown hair is a few shades lighter. His eyes, vivid and upbeat, are a mix of grass and seaweed. He's kind, strong, and confident. Almost as bossy as Mason and Brady, but out of the three, he's the only one who cuts us girls some slack from time to time. I've convinced myself it's his way of differentiating himself from protective older brother to a man with eyes and hidden desires. But I'm known to be a wishful thinker. 9 out of 10 times, I'm thinking about the man beside me. It's the oldest cliche in the books to want who you can't have. Unrequited love for your brother's best friend. A brother who is insanely protective. And yeah, admittedly slightly psychotic when it comes to those he cares about. He can't help it, though. As soon as we were old enough to learn how my dad lost his baby sister, Mason made it his mission to shadow my every step. Combine that with the death of our friend Peyton's boyfriend a couple weeks ago, and he's a pile of paranoia. The fact that Chase was passed out for most of the drive today likely saved me from a solid dozen glares through the rearview mirror. Pretty sure that's why Mace insists I sit in the middle every time we ride together, so he can keep his eyes on me at all times. It's sweet how my twin takes his big brother role so seriously. It's also really annoying. Had we stayed on track this morning, we would have rolled into town around 11. But here we are, turning into the long driveway of the beach house at 1:45. Mason barely has time to put his Tahoe in park before Cameron is throwing her door open and hopping out. She runs halfway up the steps and spins on her bare feet, throwing her arms out with a smile. Come on, you guys! Time's already ticking! We have the rest of the month, Mason shouts out his open window. And we're already down half a day, Cam fires back. I smile, patting my brother's shoulder. Come on, Mace. We're a half day down, I tease, and my brother grumbles as I slip out the door, following Cameron along the wraparound deck. She beams, hopping up to sit on the edge of the banister, so I join her, and Brady stepping up in the next second. This is fucking insane, Cam shakes her head, eyeing the area.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Brady faces the ocean with a grin. Heavy footsteps behind us let us know the other two have walked up, and together we spin. The five of us stand there a moment, silently breathing in the fresh seaside air.